Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Hope you had a nice weekend, everybody.
Yes.
We've got some news here. The Bridgewater Fair saying bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The what?
The Bridgewater Fair.
Bridgewater Fair.
Does anyone know where Bridgewater is? Can you find it on a map?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Yeah. Did Simon and Garfunkel sing about that?
Litchfield County.
Ah, Bridgewater Fair.
Oh. Yeah, the Bridgewater Fair. So you'll probably hear about it in the news today. They just posted it on their, whatever, social media.
Yeah.
Which Kristen sees. I don't know how this woman does everything that she does, but nothing gets past her. So she texted me last night from the Bridgewater, Connecticut Annual Country Fair. This is one of the good country fairs. Anytime you go up north, I mean, Durham Fair is the best fair around this area.
Yeah.
And when you go up north, they get really good, you know.
Authentic.
The Bethlehem, the Goshen, and
Goshen's
the Bridgewater
awesome.
Fair.
Yeah.
All those fairs are really great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Durham, the Durham Fair is just as good, you know, and it's close. But so here we go. Here's the first one going down.
Jeez.
Sadly, yeah. We are announcing the cancellation of the 2020 Bridgewater Fair and Raffle. Much consideration was given to the public safety of the general public, residents, fair workers, fire department personnel, and based on the current climate and future uncertainty, it was the only responsible option. We will be back stronger than ever in 2021. Much thanks to all of you for your hard work and support.
Did you say what month this normally
is? Yeah, when it was supposed to be?
Well, they didn't say it in their post, so.
Yeah.
I'm guessing soon?
One of the Goshen ones around Father's Day.
All right, well, I don't know what the date is, but
August.
Yeah. When can you have a fair? When can you say we're going forward? September?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably not.
No one knows.
Here's the thing. They're all going to close.
Yep.
How you? First of all, fairs, a good fair, when you just picture it.
Yeah.
Walking in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, there's
close.
No social distance.
No, not at all. No.
Oh, no, nope. There's no social distance.
Waiting for food online.
Then it's food. Food.
Yep.
You're touching food. Handing food.
Yep.
There's no, what,
food.
Are you going to re-glove every, like, minute?
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
It's not possible.
Stop. No.
And
yeah.
The rides, are they going to wash
rides.
Everything
are they
down?
Are going to wipe every ride down?
Yeah, no.
Right.
Yeah, like three rides in today. They got them wiping everything down.
Right? Yeah, right.
I got the 12 o'clock ride. I got the 3 o'clock. I got the 6 o'clock.
Yeah, what are we going to let 10 people in at a time?
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
And they can't sit together.
They're all
going to. That doesn't make sense.
None of them are going to happen. There will be no. I'm not saying this officially, but in my opinion, there's no way to pull it off.
I'd be highly surprised there was one this year.
It's hard to imagine it happening.
If restaurants could only open with outside dining.
Uh-huh. I know.
Come on.
Exactly.
Sad.
Very sad.
I saw a post from one of the restaurants I like to go to. They're trying to get one of those plexiglass dividers now set up on the tables inside. So, you know, if there's a limit and there's restrictions. They're like,
ready.
We want to be ahead of the game.
Oh.
We want to be able to open day one if this is what it's going to take.
Oh, let's talk to them. I'm interested in that.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of people have questions about unemployment. We had Bob Mitchell on last week, and, boy, the phones go bananas. So we thought, oh, let's have him back in 2 weeks.
Right.
And I just kept getting emails all weekend, and I thought, let's have him back this week. So work on that, Ashley.
Pronto.
Okay.
And here's the, this was like the final straw where I was like, we have to have him back on this week. Fox 61's doing this bit, and they involved the Connecticut Department of Labor.
Right.
And they were asking them about unemployment. Mm-hmm. And how are you going to handle all these questions? Because viewers and listeners and people have questions. They're not getting answered. So is it the director?
Commissioner.
Here's the commissioner of the Department of Labor leaving a video on the website.
We are looking to hire more people. We are going to be hiring three waves of 20.
This guy sounds, I feel bad for him.
Stressed. I know.
Well, you get one of those cushy state jobs, right?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'm the commissioner of the Department of Labor.
Right. Just sit back and
buckle
roll
up.
How many pencils do I want to sharpen today?
I get a car and a parking space. Yeah.
Let me see how many pencils I can stick to the roof, ceiling.
I am a secretary. Give me lunch.
Yeah. And then the greatest disaster in 100 years. He sounds like he's about to jump out a window.
Or wrap that phone cord around his neck or something.
Both. Three waves of 20. We're going to be hiring 60 folks over the next few weeks.
Folks.
Temporaries.
Wow.
Bad for this
guy. I qualify for that job. I talk like him.
He probably looks all disheveled.
Right.
Like
ties all messed up.
The professor from Back to the Future.
Hasn't slept in days.
Tie. His wife threw all his ties out.
Four days of stubble on his face.
Right.
An ashtray is full of cigarette butts.
Yes.
How come I can't think of the... Oh, Doc.
Doc Brown.
Right.
Dr. Brown, yep. Emmett Brown. Marty, we've got to get these folks back to work over here. Jobs? Where we're going, we don't need jobs. We need 10,000 gigawatts. 10,000... What the hell's a gigawatt? I've got to get people back to the future of unemployment.
When the calendar strikes May 20th, we've got to be ready, Marty.
Play some more.
Temporaries to manage clinic.
This is the best.
Call center.
He's got cursing? A call coming in.
You can hear. I think it's cursing.
People just want answers. Yeah,
I think it's curling. I'll do a beep toning him.
Beep tones?
He's making this video.
Okay.
And you can hear he's just like, oh my God, I can't freaking believe this.
Here's a job for
all of us. And while he's doing it, like, just the calls coming in. Like, this has been his life for over 7 weeks.
To manage call center claims, particularly for these new programs that are going to be coming along. And before that, we're going to be hiring.
The stroke monitor.
Changing the roles of a bunch of staff who are already here to be doing those.
He's trying to keep himself calm.
I want to smash this phone.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving this message again. That's it.
I
think it's his heart monitor.
You get what you get.
Dude. Warning.
Critical mass.
We're going to try to get him on, but based on that recording, I'm not hopeful.
Good luck.
Last week I was talking about this raccoon baby, like newborn, that was born in the yard and then spent the entire night outside on the cold, in the cold, and had pneumonia. I thought it was going to die. We rushed it to a hospital that specializes in this, and we talked to Eunice Friday, and she gave good news, and we got even better news over the weekend. And Eunice is on the phone now with what the hell is it called? Little Rascals Rescue and Rehabilitation.
Yeah, almost got it.
Close.
It's early.
I need my tongue to be rehabilitated.
It's
from
Monday.
The weekend.
There's more coffee.
Yeah, how's she doing?
She's doing really well. I'm pleasantly surprised at how well she's doing.
See?
Resilience. It's great to hear.
Perseverance.
I got a picture. I can't believe how fast that she grew in just a few days.
Yeah.
They do.
She actually looks like a raccoon now.
Yeah.
Doesn't she? And in another week or so, she'll start getting the bars on her tail, and she'll really start looking like a raccoon.
Nice.
Quicker than you know.
What did you have to do to her? Like, she comes in, right?
Yeah.
She has pneumonia. She's a baby. She's hungry.
Got to clear her lungs and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she's on antibiotics. And then she's also, for the first couple of days, I had to tube feed her because she was so weak. And I was so afraid of her aspirating. So if she sucks on a bottle too hard, it can also give her pneumonia. It's called aspiration pneumonia.
Oh,
so the first couple of days, I actually tube fed her and got her rehydrated and then started giving her nutrition once she was all rehydrated.
Nice.
How close would you say she was to death?
Within hours.
Wow.
Oh,
holy
crap.
The nick of time, man. The nick of time.
Wow.
Because my niece, I was waiting for this Weston place to call me, and my niece calls me. And she's calling everybody she knows. And, like, if she could have summoned a helicopter, like, I would have heard
like a mass
people
unit.
Coming down on ropes, you know.
Mass unit.
And as Chopper. I said, I was waiting for Weston to call. She called me and said, this is an emergency. If you don't get her to a hospital right away, she's going to die. And she found your place, and I'm glad she did. You guys specialize in this stuff.
Yeah.
How long do raccoons live? And do they die of old age, or do they get slow and get eaten?
Or try to cross a road.
Right.
Well, I mean, it really depends. I mean, if they're living deep out in the woods, they can live 4 or 5 years. In captivity, I've known of them living up to 15 years.
Wow.
Wow, what a difference.
Seriously.
So the 5 years is because they get slow and they get eaten, or?
Well, I mean, they slow down and they naturally die. I mean, they're hugely competitive.
Wow.
So they'll kill each other.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking dance contests.
Yeah.
They can't.
That makes sense.
During breeding season, the males, they're horrible.
Really?
Yeah. I've got one that comes by here every spring, and you know that he's bred with somebody, because one year he showed up, he had a broken front leg. So I named him Trey because he had no use of it whatsoever. 2 years later, he came back. He was missing half a tail. Last year, he came back. He was missing an ear.
But he's still around.
Yep. I call him Pieces.
Wow, you got to fight to have sex. That seems like us.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You just buy them things.
What kind of food do they eat if they're not going through a garbage can?
They eat earthworms, rodents.
Rodents?
Vegetables, fruits.
Anything, really.
A nice porterhouse on occasion.
They'll eat it all.
A little side garden salad. Yeah.
What kind of rodents? Like mice?
Mice, rats. They love eggs.
But isn't that
eggs from a nest? Yep.
Really?
But isn't like eating mice and rats, it's like cannibalism? They're rodents too, aren't they?
Yeah.
No, raccoons are not rodents.
Oh, I did not know that. See, I learned some today. I want to, but I did.
Yeah.
Where do they live? Like, do they, you know, make little huts, or do they climb trees, or where do we find them?
Yes.
So, I mean, typically you're going to find them in hollowed out trees.
Mm-hmm.
Your attic.
Are they making cookies?
Yes, right. Yeah.
My attic.
You'll never
not my attic.
Where cookies come from?
Hell no.
Oh, you never will believe where the fucking cookies come from.
You're out in the middle of the woods. I smell cookies.
I smell like gingerbread.
There's a little raccoon with a chef's hat on.
Right. They have apron.
It's got a little whisk.
What a sweet tooth they have.
Oh, yeah.
They like sugar, huh?
Yeah, hollowed out trees. So it doesn't seem like there'd be enough hollowed out trees for the raccoons.
Well, I mean, they'll also go, like, under trees and bushes.
Okay.
Find little caves.
Where are they in the winter?
Same places.
In the hollowed out trees.
But they don't, like, come out, right? Do they hibernate, or they I haven't never seen one in the snow.
No, I've never seen one dead in the road.
Yeah.
In the winter.
Exactly, yeah.
They go through a torpor, which is a semi-hibernation when it gets extremely cold.
Yeah.
So their bodies will slow down for a little bit, but they're out all winter.
Okay.
What will eat them the most? Fox?
No.
Yeah, I think the raccoon is bigger than the fox.
Really?
They are. I mean, the fox that I see in my backyard, my cat chases him away.
There you go, see?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, really, it's basically the coyote.
Yeah, but do you have a cat or like a mountain lion?
No, I had this feral cat that used to live in the neighborhood and used to come and visit my husband all the time. And one year we had this fox that would show up every single night in our backyard just to say, hey, how you doing? We knew exactly where she lived. She lived down at Public Works. We'd go and see her sunning herself up on top of the salt bin.
She's sitting over by the truck having a cigarette.
Exactly right. Yeah.
And a coffee with a little orange vest.
Reading a paper.
I'll be over here.
Got the little helmet.
Sitting on a little bucket.
And every time this fox would show up, the feral cat would chase it away.
Oh, wow.
That's where the song came from. Fox and Run.
Yeah,
so
Jennifer and I were hoping to go visit this raccoon next weekend, but it sounds like you'd rather wait until this coronavirus thing is over.
Well, one, the coronavirus, and two, she stays in strict quarantine for 3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah, she can't even be with any other raccoons. We want to make sure that she's not carrying anything at all.
Gotcha,
One is going to take her out. Two, her immune system is really down.
All right. Because when do you think she's out of the woods? Well, she's out of the woods now, but when do you think she's stable? Huh. When will she be stable?
Probably, I would say probably another 7 or 8 days.
Nice. Okay.
Wow. I want to post a picture of what she looked like when we found her.
Oh, man.
Because she looks dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I want to post a picture of the one Eunice sent me over the weekend. And I just don't feel like hearing the internet garbage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Maybe just the better picture?
Because people are a-holes.
No, but the better picture, you don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, you really get what Eunice does.
Right.
Right.
If you see both. So I'm going to post them, and you know what? If you're a jerk, just stay away from our page for a while.
I'm telling you, man. You're going to post some pictures. It's going to be some a-hole. Like, raccoons are filthy and this and that.
Yeah, why didn't you...
This is what you should have done.
Why are you posting photos of raccoons?
No, this little baby raccoon is so cute.
There are people who are living in the street right now, and you're about a raccoon.
Yeah, yeah, there'll be that. But if I don't post it, then they run the page.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
exactly.
I got to post it.
So up yours.
All right,
Facebook.
Eunice, thanks for the work that you do. We stuck a check in the mail, Jennifer and I. It's not the $500 or so that it's going to cost to cover this, but there'll be more donations from us in the future. We will definitely make sure this raccoon's taken care of. And we've been bouncing around names. Have you named her?
I have not. I was waiting for you guys to.
Oh, very good. Okay. Someone suggested Ashley.
Right.
Because we have three bull calves named after Chaz, AJ, and Phil.
Yeah.
But I thought, you know, the last thing we want is to say, oh, Ashley had six babies over the weekend, or Ashley ran out and got hit by a car, or Ashley was eaten by a whatever.
Or she's eating garbage again.
Ashley got into the garbage can.
Sorry. So
I think it'll be too confusing.
Ashley's got half a tail now.
Too true to life.
Where'd the other half go?
Well, there'll be others. That farm is going to name a cow after Ashley.
Right.
So.
Okay. Yeah, when they have a cow, it's Ashley.
Yeah. So we got to come up with something. So if anyone has any suggestions, Ashley had eight babies last night.
Ashley gave milk.
Ooh, it was tough, God, let me tell you.
Ashley was running across the field and a baby fell out of her.
That only happens with opossums.
It happens all the time.
Hey. Jettison the kid.
All right. We'll ask the tribe to name the raccoon. And Eunice and the staff, thank you very much. Little Rascals Rescue and Rehabilitation in Guilford.
Thank you.
Great work that you do.
Thank you so very much.
99.1 PLR 95.9 The Fox. The good news is Connecticut has seen 11 consecutive days of coronavirus-related hospitalizations go down. We hit 14, and that's one criteria of getting back to business.
We can do it. You can do it.
Let's do it.
You can do it.
We're going to do it.
You can do it.
28 people are rescued after getting stuck on the rocks at Seaside Park in Bridgeport. We're going to check in on that in a second. But first, let's check in with New Haven Mayor Justin Elliker. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Good, thank you. Things getting better in New Haven?
Yeah, we're inching towards getting better. You know, I'm always apprehensive to celebrate because I think we have to be really cautious about doing things too quickly or thinking we're out of the woods. But we're slowly getting better.
Schools aren't going to open this year, right? We know this.
I think it's highly unlikely. You know, ultimately, we're waiting for the governor to make a final call on that. And I've heard some rumors that he's potentially going to do that. But, you know, I think we can. I'm assuming that we're not going to end up going back to school.
Seems like it'd be a long wait to hear, you know, to wait till May 20th to hear that. Do you think sometime this week we'll hear?
I'm hopeful. I think that we've got to have some certainty around that. I think it's helpful for municipalities to have the certainty, but also
parents.
You know, parents and families are like, let's just make a decision so we know what to expect.
Right.
Buy more wine, Mom.
Has anyone been arrested violating the, you know, social distancing or the, you know, the lockdown rules?
No. Our goal is not to, you know, be heavy-handed at this. We did have some unfortunate incidents over the weekend where, you know, there was a bunch of people at Bowen Field playing football and, you know, some crowds in different spots. And by and large, people are abiding by the rules. But when you have that, it's just, you know, it's frankly, it's selfish because people may think that because they're younger, they're not as likely to get seriously ill. But if they get sick and give it to someone else, they're going to end up potentially even killing someone.
And you would think by now we wouldn't have to say this out loud.
You'd think that,
yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
you would think
how many times a guy got to say, keep away from people.
Thanks. Yeah.
Get through your heads,
so
people.
So you should have been out there with your megaphone doing your public shaming.
Well, we actually sent some police officer over, and we have a loudspeaker with my voice on it saying that people have to social distance. So I was there virtually.
Excellent.
Are you yelling at
it? No. Cool. That's great.
Are you talking normally?
Can I get a copy of that recording?
they turned it up to 11 so that people really knew I was serious.
Can I get a copy of that recording?
You should have
I'll see if we can dig it up.
He should have a mellow version.
Ashley's going to follow up on
just,
that.
Just to play on the air, you know, not for personal
He
use.
Should have a mellow version.
It was just for you personally.
Yeah.
And then not so mellow version.
I'm going to have it as my ringtone.
Like the regular version here. I said!
I'm happy to do any sort of recording you want. Just call me afterwards and we'll talk offline.
Smooth. Thank you. New Haven Mayor Justin Elker on the show. Restaurants can open if they have outside dining. That'll start May 20th. Are you excited about that? And are you seeing New Haven restaurants get innovative with tents and parking lots and whatnot?
You know, I'm cautious about it. It's, you know, to be honest, I think that we have to be really careful about how we open up. And the governor's office has not yet released a lot of details on exactly how they, the parameters that they're going to set. They've also talked about retail store opening in some capacity. I just think we have to be real careful so we don't have a resurgence. Our economic development department is working on our end to come up with supports for restaurants to make sure that we're doing this in a way that's thoughtful and cautious and keeps people healthy and safe.
Tomorrow's mask drive in your city, masks for CT, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., 50,000 masks will be handed out. It's you must be pretty excited about that.
Yeah, we actually have two. One is for businesses, and the other is for residents, as Masks for Heroes. And I think that, you know, at the end of the day, that most of the masks that we're asking people to wear are just cloth face covering, so people can use whatever they've got at home. But it is nice to give that other option to businesses and to residents to have masks that they can they can put on right away without having to make one.
What are your biggest issues right now running New Haven?
I think there's a couple of challenges, and related to COVID-19, there's two. One is making sure that we're focused on keeping healthy while we think about opening up. And then the second is we've got serious, serious budget problems, and COVID-19 has made it much worse. We have a $15 million deficit we're looking at in this fiscal year. And it's potentially even more problematic next year. So we're really struggling through these questions. You know, I inherited a budget situation that was already pretty bad, but now it's gotten much worse.
Is crime up or down in New Haven?
Generally, it's down. It's down. The two areas where we've had a lot of problems are domestic violence, because people are cooped up at home and there's not a lot of opportunities for us to keep eyes on families, right? You know, kids are not coming to schools, and it's just more difficult for people to reach out to us. And the second area that I know people in New Haven are super frustrated with and drives me crazy too is dirt bikes and ATVs. We have some good news to announce about that later on today.
No, are you going to crush them like Mayor Bronin did?
Do you have other ideas of something we can do to one-up Mayor Bronin?
Yeah, maybe, like, blow them I'll take one.
Oh.
I'll take a couple over here. You could donate some to, like,
sell
some camp.
Sell them for charity.
Or donate to a camp.
You just 5 minutes, 2 minutes ago said you have a budget deficit.
Yeah, there you go. See? Sell those suckers.
Have a tag sale.
Exactly. Auction.
Are you interested?
Absolutely.
On a dirt bike, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk offline.
Okay.
I like that you want to one-up him. So is the plan now to crush him? Are you going to be crushing them?
I just want to find some way to do it more dramatically. At this point, we're not planning on crushing them.
But, catapult.
Ride
him off a dock.
Slingshot.
Ride him off a dock. You're really funny.
We'll
go
slingshot
viral.
Them into Waterbury.
Right.
You get the crane drop into the harbor.
Yeah. All right, we'll come up. We're idea people.
Exactly so. Right. Came to the right place.
And the family's good?
Yeah, we're good. We're good. I mean, you know, everyone's going through really tough times now, and I think we're fortunate that we have two healthy young girls, and things are going well.
Well, you have it good. It's like, honey, you know, I got to be at the office. Yeah. Got this whole mayor thing. We're in a crisis.
Hey, good luck with the kids.
Yeah, good luck with the kids.
Yeah.
You're lucky my wife is not listening now.
we all are. All right, Mayor Elicker, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you all. All right. Take care.
All right. You too. Oh, no.
I like him.
Don't crush my ATVs.
I would definitely take a dirt bike. Yep. Stop with this stuff.
Sell them.
Yeah, or you can, like I said, donate to a camp.
You know, you just sort them out. Some of them are dangerous.
Yeah. The ones were modified.
Give those to AJ.
I'll take those, yeah.
I'll take a few.
I'll fix them.
All right. Okay, speaking of dangerous, 28 people rescued after getting stuck on rocks at Seaside Park in Bridgeport. What happened?
Whoops. Fishing.
James Buck, which, by the way, is a very cool name.
James Buck.
Bridgeport Deputy Fire Chief on the phone. Good morning, and thank you for what you do.
Good morning, team. Thank you for having us. You guys are great partners in trying to get the public safety message out. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. So what happened?
Well, we had a report about 9:30 Saturday evening of multiple individuals on the breakwater rocks in Bridgeport. If you're familiar with that area, it forms the opening to Bridgeport Harbor. And especially to individuals that aren't normally from Bridgeport, it looks very appealing to go out to the rocks, and we had multiple people out there fishing. Mm. One of our concerns is that this is happening in the middle of, you know, our COVID-19 crisis, and, you know, how can you do so and keep social distancing? So obviously after the fact, we started talking about that and ways to, you know, prevent more incidents at this location.
If 28 people, that's a lot. What, did the tide change? What happened?
Right. So when it's low tide or, you know, slack tide, everyone likes to go out to the rocks, and then they underestimate their ability to get back. And so once they realize it's time to get back, it's too late.
Right.
And
wouldn't you want to leave a few out there just to, for future reference? You know, we see a couple skeletons out there, like, maybe not a good idea.
With fishing poles, he has a warning to others.
Well, that would be one way to do that. I guess that would go back some time to do that type of technique. But seriously, we have had some fatalities in that area. And it really is a situation that's quite dangerous.
How on earth do you save 28 people? Multiple boats? How many at a time? How does that work?
So it was a great partnership. And we have a fireboat with Bridgeport, and we also have our PD vessel. They both launched. And what we also have are Zodiac boats, the smaller, pontoon-style rafts.
Kind of like the Coast Guard.
Those get close to the rocks.
Right. All right, you can go to,
gotcha.
Gotcha.
So as we were underway, the reports of and the number that were stranded kept increasing, and a number of them had attempted to wade through the water. They quickly realized that was not possible. 48 degrees water temperature is not a good mix. And so we, as the boats got close, they tried to triage who needed the removal first. They rescued them off the rocks, and it becomes a shuttle operation to get everybody back to the dock.
Do you have anyone that was just petrified to get on the boat, and we kind of got to shoot them with a tranquilizer gun?
Well, what was interesting is that, you know, our inclination is to get people that are, you know, that need rescuing the most.
Yeah.
But also there were some children involved. Yet the parents, when this began, when the rescue effort began, there were individuals still fishing and on the other side of the rocks. And they didn't believe they needed to be rescued off the rocks. And so the parents of the young children did not want to leave the rocks that way. They thought it was too dangerous. Right.
They still out there?
Yeah.
Well, thankfully, we've got everybody back.
Part of the reason why we thank people who do what you do is, one, you put yourself in jeopardy for people you don't know. But two, you have to deal with levels of stupidity over and over and over. Like,
new levels
really?
Of stupidity, yeah.
Like,
again?
People haven't figured out tides.
Right.
You know?
Social
like
distancing.
The stupidest things. Right. Like, here we
basics.
Go.
Basics.
Yeah.
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 We put up the signs, right?
Really? You got your what stuck in a what?
Exactly.
Come on.
Why'd you put it in there?
Again?
Again?
Look at the instructions.
So thank you for what you do.
You bring up, Yeah, you bring up a good point in that it was just a tremendous commitment of resources that could be deployed better. And we had, EMS units from surrounding towns, and everybody's committed there when they could be serving the public in other ways.
Yeah.
So you bring up a very good point.
Well, thank you for what you do, and thanks to everyone involved with that, and congratulations. Yeah. Rescuing 28 people off a rock seems simple, but not.
Nope.
The opposite of simple. Thank you, James Buck, Bridgeport Deputy Chief. All right, on the Chaz and AJ Facebook page, I just posted two pictures of that raccoon we found. One's where it's hours from death, and then two where it's doing much better. And, you know, people are calling saying, why would you rescue a raccoon?
Uh-huh.
We did get some of those.
Full of rabies, and one got into my whatever, and now we're $38,000 of shots and...
Every raccoon is different.
You just can't make anyone happy.
No, you cannot.
No, you can't. There's always a crank.
Yes.
All right. Who are these people?
I don't know. I just don't know.
Angry people. Angry trolls.
You know what's funny? We're all that person. We are all that person. But it's different things that set us off.
It is all different.
AJ will be in a parking lot and see someone park front. Look at what I got to deal with over here.
Right. I'll go through, I'll go through a red light stop sign, yes.
Yeah.
Right. It'll be elderly.
Right.
Yeah.
That's your thing.
Exactly right.
Right.
That drives me nuts. I've posted many videos stating so. Yes.
My thing is just about everything.
There you go. See?
Definitely people who take too long to get to a point.
Right.
On the phone or don't talk into the mouthpiece. So we're looking for a name for this raccoon. I'm not fixing this post until we're off the air.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Or off the mic. Hello, Jennifer.
Good morning, Chad.
Do you have any thoughts for the name of the raccoon?
Well, I thought it was going to be Ashley. I'm kind of bummed.
Yeah.
I thought that'd be, you know.
Now
be
she should little, be a,
oh.
She should be a cow.
Thanks? Wait a second.
Nice,
I think a cow's more appropriate.
She should be a cow. Yeah, because
we're
bulls. We're bulls. She's a cow.
Right, because there's bulls, cow.
Exactly.
They'll all be together in the same place.
Exactly.
Same species. All right.
Right. Yes. See?
If that's what you mean.
Right.
Where's Ashley?
Where's
she goes? Don't have a cow, Ashley. Well, she has one.
Right.
I did like Roxy. I thought that was
kind of
cool.
Yeah.
Roxy.
Sounds like a dancer, though.
Yeah.
Roxy.
That's all right.
Yeah, Roxy, yeah.
Yeah, Roxy. All right, maybe we'll go with Roxy.
Not the Roxy kind of does the can-can.
Not
yeah.
the kind of dancer.
Not that kind of dancer. She's already naked, though.
So. And she's hairy.
That's true.
Can I talk about your blood-curdling scream?
Uh-oh, what happened?
Uh-oh.
Over the weekend? It was so bad. That I said, hun, you have to walk outside right now so the neighbors know you're still alive.
Right. Nothing happened to you.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is on a 25-acre piece of property. It was so loud in the garage.
It's still echoing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still echoing.
Go ahead.
Well, I was, we were going to go for a walk in the yard, and I keep a pair, like an old pair of sneakers in the garage, and we're talking, and I went to put my foot in one of the sneakers, and I hit something. I don't know what it was. And I was like, He's like, you've got to relax. You have to effing relax.
The scream almost knocked me unconscious.
Really?
The sound waves?
Right.
No. I threw them in the garbage. They're gone. I will never wear them again.
She threw the sneakers in the garbage.
You don't even know what was in it, though.
You didn't say what it was.
Yeah, what was it?
It was a dead caterpillar. It was giant. It was like my thumb.
Oh, my God.
A dead caterpillar?
No, it was a baby. I really should have saved it just to show a picture of how ridiculous it was.
A baby.
Constant scream, yeah. Screaming, screaming, screaming. I'm like, honey, you got to walk outside. They think I'm killing you right now.
Yeah, please. Show yourself, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You picked it up. You picked it up with your bare hand.
It's a caterpillar.
Yeah. I'm thinking like a big spider, a mouse, or
it's the
scorpion.
One with the
snake.
It's like scorpion. Brown and black.
Yeah.
It's all fuzzy and cute.
The fuzzy bumbles.
Fuzzy.
Yeah.
Really?
It was like Tom Selleck's eyebrow.
Right. It's like two Tom Selleck eyebrows.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Like one of Chad's eyebrows.
Hey, my name's Jennifer.
Didn't see that one coming at all.
Okay. Well, at least I didn't say, hey, you want to watch Extraction, the movie? And you said, is that about teeth?
I saw
Dare!
Extraction. extraction. Doesn't that make you think of like a dental procedure? You know, you pop a tooth out?
No, not at all. Military operation. Okay, goodbye. David Schreiber is on. He's owner and camp director of Camp Getaway. Is the show going to be called Camp Getaway?
Yes. Yes, the show's Camp Getaway.
I'm having a little problem with your cell phone. Is that a cell phone or a battery dying in a cordless?
No, it's a cell phone. Can you hear me?
Right now, wherever you are, don't move.
If you're person a building, who cares?
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, David Shriver, owner and camp director of Camp Getaway, a new Bravo series premiering tonight at 10. So tell us about this camp.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me on. So, yes, Camp Getaway is located in Kent, Connecticut, not too far away. And we are a camp for adults.
No kids.
300 acres. Fun. It's just a fun playground.
Nice. No kids.
No kids on the weekends.
Gotcha.
No, so when the adults are there, there's no kids.
What's the youngest? 18?
21.
So adult drinking beverages. Age.
Yes, exactly.
Gotcha.
Right.
And
we don't allow anyone on the property that's not 21.
Do you have traditional camp activities, or is it different?
Imagine going to camp, yes, traditional of the ropes course, hiking, biking, rock climbing. And, you know, except the only difference is it's not camp food. I mean, imagine the high-end food. I know you think summer camp. You're thinking macaroni and cheese. And
yeah, sloppy joes.
Hot dogs, hamburgers.
Yeah. I'm thinking barbecue.
But now let's add some filet mignon. Yeah, let's add some lobster on weekends. So just imagine it's much more higher-end type food. And then also just some really amazing camp counselors that we call our social coordinators. And that's what the show is about. It's following our social coordinators throughout the course of the season and the trials and tribulations and the joys and everything like that.
Do a bunch of people share a tent?
So we have cabins, beautiful cabins with nice, you know, memory foam mattresses. So it's a little more like glamping than I would say camping.
Gotcha.
Right. And then I'm guessing this show is going to focus on the back and forth and the drama of the staff, but then you'll incorporate the people that are coming in. It's almost like a Love Boat where there's a handful of people that are on every episode, but then there are the new people coming aboard for the weekend, right?
I love it. That's a great comparison. First time I've ever heard that. But yes, it's like the Love Boat. Julie McCoy.
But is it really the Love Boat? What would you say, like in this episode tonight, are we going to see more drama? Are we going to see sex? Are we going to see couples fighting, couples hooking up with one another? What are we going to see?
I don't know because I haven't seen it yet. But I think you're going to meet a bunch of great, fantastic crew members. Who are there. And what's interesting is that this is not their full-time job. This is sort of their moonlighting on the weekend.
Gotcha. Do you know which weekend this was, episode one was recorded?
I do. Yes.
Okay. And the people that were there that weekend and the things that happened that weekend, are you excited? Are you like, wow, this is going to be a great first episode if they leave in this and that?
I am very excited.
All right,
give us one
of the this or that's that you saw that weekend that we'd be interested in. Now, I understand they may have it in, they may cut it out,
yeah.
But what do you think will be fun?
So I think the first thing that's going to happen is that you're going to be introduced to these cast members.
Yeah, I get that. You know what I'm looking for here. Let's be, come on.
You're looking
the
for
drama.
You're looking for the down and dirty. I got it. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking for the thing that you can't wait to see on the screen. Like, this moment is a great moment.
I don't know. I mean, you have to remember, so the show follows around 8 of my staff members.
But the show must have told you don't give away anything on the air.
Well, they've said that. Yeah, of course.
All right. All right, let's just get that out there. Then that makes my job easier. Right? You're not going to give us anything, so I don't have to keep fishing.
They want you to tune in, right? That's what they want you to do.
Right, but see, now I'm still like, oh, I'm going to meet the staff. I'm not going to write that down to get in front of the TV.
But I must do it, yeah.
Right. But if you say that, you know, there was a couple there from New York, had a big fight, she found out something she didn't know about him, and that's all I could tell you. Now I'm watching.
Now, yeah, I'm intrigued.
So what can I tell you? I could tell you there will be the guests that are coming in. One guy is celebrating his birthday, and it just gets a little crazy.
What age is he celebrating?
I believe it's his 40th birthday.
So a milestone birthday.
Oh, that's very good.
Tell Eric about this camp, and we would go in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Like, we're excited. Like, after this quarantine is done, like, we're going to go. Like, this sounds fantastic.
That's awesome.
Oh, nice. Ashley will give you...
We're laying in your backyard.
Ashley alone will give you an episode or two.
Right,
yep. That's true.
Like when you throw her out, for example.
All right.
You give her some fireball, she's done.
Yep, exactly.
It's 300 acres.
Wow. Big place.
Yeah.
It is.
It sounds great. Phil, you were there?
I was there. I was there for a wedding. Yeah. They
really?
Knew that they wanted this location. They loved the idea of a camp. Sort of where everybody can just sort of intermingle at their own pace, and maybe you wind up next to someone at the archery range that you wouldn't otherwise talk to, but because you both are interested in archery, well, here you are. Now you're going to talk to this person who might be 37 years older than you.
And I would think it's way more cost effective than everyone's getting hotels.
Did you have t-shirts?
Everyone's got their own cabin.
Yeah.
Yep. They did sort of do a t-shirt thing, AJ. Yes. What they call like a color war.
Yeah.
So they picked teams after breakfast, the day of the wedding. We all wake up. We have a big camp breakfast. They pick teams, and now there's four different teams, and everybody's team is fighting for each other for an activity for the next 3 hours, and they crown a winner, and there were hikes that were going
on. That's great.
So
this sounds fantastic. So
how much is it for a weekend? I know that's like saying how much is it for a car. It depends on what level of a car you want.
So like basically,
give us a range.
So it's around $400 for the weekend.
Per person.
Per person. Gotcha. That's all inclusive. There's different, you know, the only thing it doesn't include is alcohol, and that would be, you know, that we have sort of different alcohol packages.
Mm-hmm. So Phil, how was that? Did you have to pay per person?
As guests of the wedding, it was all kind of taken care of. So they have like a little, dock and area where you can go out like on a canoe.
Were you the only ones on did you have the whole camp, or were you sharing the camp with other people?
Oh, there was tons of people at this wedding. It was a big wedding. Yeah, they chose this specifically because they're like, if we do a more traditional route, we're going to have to sort of cut people out.
So they wanted to
invite as many people as possible, and this was the way that they decided to do it. So the canoes that you're using during the day, like out on like the little pond that they got there, they tip them up on their side and lean them up against like the boathouse there. They pack it full of ice, and then at night when there's a bonfire going, those canoes are just full of beer. So everybody just goes over, you grab a bottle, grab a can. Right. It was awesome.
Oh, this sounds great. Huh.
Now I want to get married there.
They did it in October. It was gorgeous.
Was there any drama or sex, you think, that weekend that we're going to see tonight on Bravo?
I could promise you will see a lot of drama. I don't know about sex.
Any ripples in the lake?
They hide that from me.
Gotcha. Right. But there, all right, you did
you
a good
remember,
job.
I'm like the granddaddy on the show.
Gotcha.
How old are you?
I'm 48.
Wow.
Oh, Grandpa
so
48.
Good.
That's
well,
the
good.
Granddaddy?
It's going to be all young people. And, you know, great. I'm looking forward to this.
Cool.
You did a good job selling it the camp.
Yep, see?
This sounds like a great Chaz and AJ event.
Uh-oh.
It's an amazing area.
Here we go. Camp out.
Right.
It's an amazing area.
Has coronavirus affected the camp? Are you guys, on schedule to open Memorial Day or whenever? Or what's happening?
We are not. No, we did cancel on Memorial Day weekend. At this point, we're not looking to open up until July 4th. Look, our goal is to make sure everyone's safe, and we're not going to open up if it's not safe to do so.
Understandable.
So.
That makes sense. This sounds like a good place for corporate events, too.
It does, yeah.
Like
yep.
team building.
Absolutely.
The whole company out.
Get the boss drunk.
We're going to link this up at WPLR.com and 95.9thefox.com. I feel like I may want to talk to you tomorrow to kind of go over the episode in detail.
Sure.
All right.
Cool.
Ashley, you'll be in touch.
7:30 might be a little early tomorrow.
Oh, really? You're going to be up celebrating?
There's a party tonight.
He's got a canoe to drink
tonight. A canoe, yes, exactly.
This guy's a camper.
Yep, there you go.
Very good. Nice. All right, David, we'll talk to you in the future then.
Grab his number.
Yeah.
Please grab his number.
All right, hold on 1 second.
Don't move.
David Schreiber, owner, camp director, Camp Getaway. The show Camp Getaway, a new series on Bravo premiering tonight. I just want to say hello to Private First Class Steve Trotta. He turned 36 on Friday, is proudly serving his country over in Afghanistan with Alpha 36 from the 10th Mountain Division. They handle two of the firing points over there, small nice. Artillery units.
Awesome.
That sounds important.
Yes, sounds badass.
Thank you for your service. And happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
So he Woo-hoo. Was a licensed electrician, signed up at the age of 35 last year to
wow.
serve his country.
Good man.
He's been over there building stuff from scraps. Like, he built the crew a gym. And you should see this bench, AJ. It's made of wood.
Yeah.
And then there's a bar. And then there's two, like, I think, spent missiles hanging off of the bar.
Really?
Oh, wow, badass.
Yeah, that's cool.
It really is.
Yeah, don't drop those weights.
It's like gym badass.
Right, don't drop those weights. Spotter, yeah. Yes, you might need one.
But we want to say hello to Up to Grove, Mackey, Perez, Field, Barrera, and Guevara.
Nice.
They are the Gun Bunnies.
The Gun Bunnies.
That's what they call them, Gun Bunnies.
Gun Bunnies.
Huh.
I just picture
these gun bunnies don't hop.
Giant bunnies,
right.
Firing cannons.
Yeah, with like, yep. with like those Rambo belts on, right?
Right.
yep.
Yeah, gun
Easter
bunnies.
Basket in one hand. Right.
Yeah.
Six meters to the right.
Okay. Nothing's over.
Fire.
Nothing's over.
Yeah.
Easter's over. Easter's not over. Nothing's over.
The gun bunnies would be blowing up like a den of fox.
Exactly. Right. Nice.
He sent me this email. Hey, I just wanted to thank you for streaming the morning show. I'm currently deployed, turn 36 Friday over in Afghanistan. Definitely sucks over here. But getting to listen to your show in the morning, for us, afternoon,
oh, wow.
makes it so much better. I miss being able to listen every day like I used to when I lived in Connecticut. Over here, we're lucky if the internet works, but it was a good enough day this morning to hear you. That was Friday morning. So PFC, Steve Trotta.
Thank you.
And the whole crew of Gun Bunnies.
And be safe, gentlemen.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Jazz and AJ News.
Okay, if you have a small business and have any questions for our Small Business Administration guru, Mark Hayward, call in at 1-877-764-2535. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Jazz and AJ. How you doing today?
Morning.
Excellent. What would you like people to know right off the bat?
There's still plenty of money left in PPP.
Really?
The Paycheck wow. Protection Program, yes.
The first wave was gone so fast that people blinked and they were left out.
Yeah, actually, you know, the interesting statistics that came out over the weekend is the first wave, the average loan size was approximately $220,000. The second wave, of which we're told that there's approximately $130 billion left, is only $79,000. So it really shows you that the smallest of small businesses are really getting what they need, which is the part of the Paycheck Protection Program. So if you have not applied, my recommendation is to talk to your lender.
Okay. And this, you go to the bank you're most familiar with. If you don't have a lender, you just go to whatever bank in town that wherever you have a checking account or whatever, right?
Yeah, and there are people who are, if you don't have a bank, I'm sure that there's plenty around there. Call them, you know, email them, text them. They're willing to take loans. I mean, and there's plenty of room right now.
Are all the banks participating?
Just about everyone. I think 99.9% of them are. There may be one or two. A couple of them have told us that they will only take their own customers for various reasons, but that's okay. I mean, there are plenty of people to go and talk to.
Okay. Now, let's just say I have a small bank, like real small. It's like Jim's Bank and Blade Sharpening.
Well,
right?
Place,
like,
yeah. The, got an account there for a while.
And, you know, that might not be the best place to go in and get your hand held through the process. Is there a better – do you have to go to your lender, or can you go to a bank that's really able to turn these fast?
No, you can go – everybody's turning them pretty fast right now.
Oh, really?
But you can go to – anybody can go to a fintech. If you go on the SBA website, you'll see a number of fintechs that are up there that have been processing paycheck protection loans for the last for the last 3 weeks now. They've been on board for 3 weeks, but they've just been processing over the last week. So, and they've done a number of loans as well.
It's funny. I was watching a 60 Minutes special last night, and you know,
so was I.
That was just, I don't know. It was so slanted. I thought, well, why don't you grab a couple people who this thing saved their lives? You know.
Yeah.
And, you know, the last time I was on, we had somebody call in, and I think it was Stump Mark, because they talked about the fact that they were foreign owned. It was Lisa from
Colchester.
Yes, Lisa from Colchester. And we got her done. And here goes. I mean, I put out a call to a number of lenders in Connecticut. I called one in particular, and he said, oh, well, we can't do it, but let me see if we can find somebody up near Lisa to do it. And they did the loan, so which is critical because it keeps people up, running, and alive. And that's really what's critical here.
I would have enjoyed seeing one of those stories on 60 Minutes and not just the doom and gloom of it.
But no!
look, that first rollout, I think you'll admit, was bumpy because of the massive amount of money and businesses and just getting everybody on board the first time and the banks and this and that.
New territory.
Right?
Yeah, it was probably as much demand as it was anything else. I mean, clearly the business community needed to have some kind of parachute where, you know, here they've been faced with, you know, they don't have any income coming in, everything has been closed, and, you know, what do I do at this point in time? And what do I do with my employees? And I think that that was a critical element right there, and probably why we saw a lot of the bigger businesses or bigger small businesses actually get to the head of the line. But I think right now, to be very candid with you, it's really heartwarming to see the and I go through and I can see 5,000, 2,000, 5,000, 10,000. I mean, you're not seeing a lot of really big loans. Just this morning, I think the biggest one I saw was 190.
Oh, wow. And that's partly because of the way it was written up, right?
Partly because, remember, it's 2 months of payroll and 0.5 on the other business bills, and the way it's, I just think that, you know, finally the smaller businesses are their worth is being shown, and I'll be very candid with you. It's for as much as we hear from bigger businesses, bigger small businesses, because remember, with 500 employees or less, we're hearing from the ones and twos saying, hey, you know, this has really saved me. It saved my business, and I want to, you know, they're very anxious to open up. And I talk to the lieutenant governor and the governor very frequently, to members of Congress in Connecticut, and people are really anxious to get back to work.
Let's take Greg. Greg, you're on with Mark Hayward from Small Business Administration. What's your question?
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for taking my call. Very long-time listener.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyway, so we're a very, very small business, and we received I think it's the EIDL, the SBA disaster loan. We received that early on, and it's been very helpful for us, and a great, great loan for a small business. And now we're actually eligible for the PPP as well, but we're not sure if we can accept both of those.
So did you get an EIDL advance, or did you actually get an EIDL loan, which is a 30-year loan?
We got the advance,
okay,
with a loan, with the 30-year loan.
You're still eligible. There's okay. The one thing about the loan should be used for long-term working capital to get the business up and running. PPP and the advance can be used for immediate payroll needs as well as the ongoing business expenses. So it's two different things. One's long-term, one's short-term.
Okay, great.
Perfect.
So you're absolutely eligible.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg. Good luck, brother.
There you go.
Jeff from East Haven.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for listening.
We run a very small. My wife is the owner of a nuisance wildlife control business, and I am the licensed operator. We do no payroll. We are a LLC, but we operate like a sole proprietor. Okay, there's no way to prove payroll for this PPE loan. Is there anything available for someone like us?
So let me ask you this. Do you file a Schedule C?
Yes.
Okay. So line 31 in your Schedule C makes you eligible for the PPP. So that's what you would use when you go to your bank. If 'cause most of the, you know, most of the sole props that use the Schedule C will take a draw. And that's,
what
makes you eligible. I'm sorry?
What line was that again on my WC, on my C form?
It's line 31.
Line 31. So I use that in place of proof of payroll?
Yes.
Oh, great. Great. Thank you so much. Guys, you're doing a great job.
Thank you. I glossed over like I was in accounting class, but when I heard you say great and the relief in your voice, I thought that was worth the time on the show.
That woke you up.
We actually just helped someone.
I had a nice
So thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
I think we helped a couple of people there.
Did
I? Yeah. So for every one person who calls up with a question, there are, you know, many, many, many with the same question getting
that
answer. Beefman, is this going to be stupid, Beefman?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be important.
All right, Beefman, you're on with Mark Hayward, Small Business Administration. What's your question?
Hi, Mark. Thanks for taking my call. What is the criteria to ensure that you are forgiven for this loan? Because it's a big deal if you
take
this loan out.
It is stupid. We all know this.
So I don't think so.
I could answer that question.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah. So you can't let anyone go or lay them off for 3 months. Right.
Now, the problem is you may have people laid off already before you get this loan. And then what do? You have to rehire them if they don't want to come back?
Wait a minute. This is turning into a better question. Okay. Let's just say I own a restaurant. I have 20 employees. Right. So I get the PPP. And then I call everybody up and I say, hey, come, you know, you're back. I got the loan. And then like 10 of them say, well, I'd actually rather just sit home and get more money on unemployment.
I don't want to come back.
What happens?
Okay, so there is an answer to the question about what happens if people do not want to come back. And frequently asked questions that's currently up on the Department of Treasury site. Question number 40 is the one that you want to put your attention to. And it says, will I get forgiveness if I offer to rehire the same employee and they decline the offer? And it says that you must... In the interim final rule, you must get an exception. The borrower has to make a good faith effort to get the individual back on the payrolls. A written offer of rehire and the employee's rejection of that offer must be documented by the borrower, and then that will constitute the fact that you have a good faith effort of trying to rehire your employees.
It seems like, I'm sorry to cut you off, but it seems like you know, you're going to get some employees who just don't return your call, don't return anything, so it's going to be hard to get that documented.
So, well, the documentation actually is if you do call, leave a message and tell them that you're bringing them back on your rolls and they don't respond to you, you have a responsibility to notify the Department of Labor, Connecticut Department of Labor, that you have offered the position, they have either not responded or have declined, and then it's up to the Department of Labor as to whether or not they want to allow them to continue to collect unemployment.
Yeah, and then... Let's just say they lose their unemployment. Boy, you don't want that person back in your business, do you?
Right.
They're not going to be happy. But,
No.
So, Beefman, did that answer your question, or do you have a...
Yeah, no, it absolutely did. It's a big deal. You got to be very careful, because if you think you're going to get forgiveness, you know, and it's a big problem, right?
Yeah. All right.
Keep the records. I think that's what we've been telling everybody.
Thank you, Beefman.
Yep.
We'll take write one, this day down. We'll take one more for Mark Hayward, small
Chaz
business.
Chaz and AJ, we should probably rename the segment Ask Mark.
Look at that.
Ask
too.
Mark.
Ask Mark.
Yeah. Can we ask you anything, or does it have to be about this stuff?
Sounds like Ask
no,
Mark.
No, you can ask me anything.
Okay. What would you name a raccoon that was found near death in your yard and then has been nursed back to health?
And not lucky.
Lunch.
Lunch?
What?
You eat raccoons?
You did not.
Wow.
That was immediate.
See, I did not see that one coming.
Oh, my God.
All.
Boy, that name is in the running.
I call you hungry.
Okay, very good. Oh, we're doing this segment every week. Tim in Hamden, advice for those applying. What do you have here, Tim? What's your question?
So, good morning, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey.
So, what I did first round, right, I got online and I saw this company called Lindio.
All right, you have a bad connection, so try to boil this down to as few words as possible. What's the question?
All right. So, the question is, I'm going to give some advice. Go right to your own personal bank.
Why would why would you come in and to give advice? Mark is giving advice.
No.
You're taking the segment away from Mark.
That job is taken already.
Right. It's like coming on the Tonight Show and getting in Jimmy Fallon's chair.
Right.
No. Right. You're in the guest chair.
Mark, tell people to go right to their own bank.
Now you're telling this guy.
Oh, my God. What is? Stop it.
What do you do for a living,
Tim? Don't go to ReadyCap. Go right to your own bank. Tell them, Mark. Tell them.
By the way, that's very good. 9 times out of 10, we tell people if you got a relationship with a lender, go back to the lender because, I mean, those are the people who've taken care of you over a period of time. So we do recommend that people go back. However, we did get a lot of complaints about my lender. I can't get a response from my lender, so we tell people to go somewhere else.
Tell them, Mark. Right. Tell them.
Tell them. Tell them, Mark. Tell them.
Tell them. Go on. Tell them.
Hey, he's a telemarketer.
Tim, nice job. That was funny. Gave me a big smile.
Nice.
Mark, thanks for coming on. We're going to post that whole deal up on our website, and we're going to link up to you at WPLR.com and 95.9thefox.com.
Great. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Can I tell you, as busy as you are, when Lisa from Colchester called us and said, he tracked this down and wrestled it down to the ground and got it for me.
Yep, like a ninja.
I knew, man, did they get the right person for this job?
They did.
So, Mark, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
What dope would change the words to happy birthday?
Really?
Me.
It's
me.
What an idiot.
Oh, did I say dope? I meant what? Beautiful daughter.
Those Ashley.
Yeah.
Me.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Ashley's mom, Mama G.
Mama G!
Celebrated her birthday Friday, so happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Yes! Not an easy way when everyone's social distancing.
Right.
She has underlying medical conditions. She's talked about it on the air. It was very impactful.
I would just send presents.
Yeah, so we'll get to the present, which was very interesting.
Okay, when you say interesting, I'm thinking it sucks.
But let's start with happy birthday.
Me.
Really?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You look like a monkey. And you smell like one, too.
I thought it was act like one, too.
Yeah, act like one,
yes.
You told your mother she looks like a monkey in her birthday song.
Right.
Yes, her unshowered daughter
and
accused
like
her
too.
Of smelling.
Yes.
Right.
You know, what's even worse
that
than
was
that
upper lip.
Is Friday evening when we went over, it was sort of like rainy, but the sun was coming out. And Eric has told me before that... when on weather days like that, it's like a witch's birthday. And I said that to my mom. I go, Mom, did you know it's a witch's birthday today? And she looked at me like, did you just call
the hell?
You were just full of it. You were just full of good stuff, weren't you, that day?
I know.
And listen to the enthusiasm in the.
I know.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Cha-cha.
I've heard rest in peace.
Who said cha cha cha?
My sister, Chelsea.
As soon as she said cha-cha-cha, Ashley said, I'm not going to be outdone.
Yeah.
No. I'm going to.
Yep, I did.
I'm going off script. She is not going to win this happy birthday song competition.
Sibling rivalry.
Yeah.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah. You're that person that if Chelsea did something cute and everyone was like, oh, Chelsea.
Ma, look at me.
No,
Ma,
now look at me.
Ma,
look at me, Ma. Look what I can do.
I can dance too. Look.
Ma, look it. Look it.
Yep. There you go.
You're not looking. Ma.
Yep.
Ma.
I called her a monkey and a witch in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's good.
Good job.
Way to go.
All right, then this is the unveiling of the gift. How far away is everyone from your mom?
My mom is sitting on the front steps, and then all of us are all the way back, like about 10, 15 feet in the driveway.
Good, good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does this clip need to be set up?
You
have no idea.
All we did is we brought the present over, put it on the front steps, rang the doorbell, and then all ran back in the driveway. And she didn't know we were coming, so it was a surprise.
You set on fire
first?
She
answered the door, and she saw a present and the four of us. My sister, her husband, and then me and Eric.
Was it a bag?
Okay.
Happy birthday!
That went through me.
You guys bought me a dishwasher. What the...
So, wait, what was that?
Where'd you get it?
You guys bought me a dishwasher. What the
f***? That's
sorry, not a, bought it.
That's not a gift. You gave her a working appliance. And you never give a woman an appliance for a gift. That's not a
her
birthday gift.
Her dishwasher has been broken for a long
that's
time.
Yeah, but that's somebody's buying
mine. And she needed a new one.
What's a long time?
Oh, God, over a year.
Over a year.
Over a year, okay. Yeah, but you don't give mom a gift like that. Your mom, you get something like a nice necklace or something like that. You take her to, well, you
she
can't take her to dinner.
She has so much jewelry already. She needed a dishwasher.
Yeah, but a
it
dishwasher, that's an appliance. You never give a woman an appliance.
So
it's just in the box on the porch. So now poor Mama G's got to wrestle this thing into the house,
first of all,
into the kitchen.
First, she has to leave it out on the porch for 2 days.
For 2 days.
Right. Coronavirus to die.
Exactly right. And then it's got to be installed
in the
house.
We put it in the garage
so you're risking
until Eric
someone
can go back over and install it.
Yeah, and that's not a gift. Now you don't want that. No.
Yeah, you gave her a project.
Do you have a dishwasher?
Yeah, you gave her. You gave her. Yeah, it's called my hands.
How long has she
right,
been?
Right. Exactly.
How long has she been without a dishwasher?
Over a year.
A whole year.
Okay. What does that tell you?
Yeah, she's been fine.
Yeah.
She would like. Well, she has a dishwasher installed.
She
does not work.
She makes good money. Your dad's a lawyer.
Right.
But no one bought one.
But
she needed one.
What does that tell you?
Filled on her birthday.
You got to read the sign.
They were waiting for us. That's what it was.
Oh, no, please.
They weren't waiting for you.
Let's wait.
She needed one.
That was
a very creative
gift. Wait for the kids
gift.
To save the day.
That was your mom's exercise during the day.
Yeah. I think your mother knows that the kids aren't coming to the rescue.
That's how your mom kept her arms toned.
We might as well have worn capes because we came to that rescue and we conquered
it. This is why her hands were nice and soft. She used Dove.
How much did the dishwasher cost?
I can't say that because she's listening.
Oh.
But we split it four ways. It was the four of us. They all got together. We pooled our money because, you know, it's expensive. So we all split it four ways.
Do you know if it even fits?
Yeah, they have measures, you know.
It's standard size. It comes in like 33.5 and
34
inches tall.
Do you know
tall.
Yeah, but
if it
I
fits.
Got the 33 inches
does your mom,
tall to make sure it fits into the hole.
Does your mom have a custom kitchen?
No. It's all standard. Standard sizing appliance.
Standard.
Okay. Yeah, probably fits.
All right.
They probably make them all the same size.
Yeah,
yeah. It's not like a refrigerator.
Yep.
Did you go to Arts? Stupid. Stupid, 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 stupid. You would have gotten such a deal. They would take the old one out.
Right.
They'd put the new one in. Well, maybe a plumber, but whatever. They'd take it out of the box.
You get all the stuff, the hose and whatnot for free?
Yeah.
Kicking in there?
That was my only mistake here. It was a perfect gift.
Right.
Right.
Well,
are they
really
testing their delivery guys and technicians?
You got mom an appliance,
yeah.
But it wasn't a gift.
Yeah.
You gave her something to work.
If you had the opportunity to get a dishwasher, you would absolutely do it.
Not for my birthday.
I just think that if she was out of a dishwasher for over a year,
That
she,
cool. does,
she enjoys it.
Maybe like she's like washing
she
dishes.
Who enjoys washing dishes?
Your dad,
nobody.
Like, your dad
I do.
Like snuggles up behind her, puts arms around and kisses her, gently behind her ears.
Wait. AJ's on to something here. Yeah, what's this
like,
now?
Maybe like she's like washing the dishes and everything, and then dad comes over, like just wraps his arms around and gives her nice kisses behind the on her neck and everything. It's a nice little
that's
tender
disgusting.
Moment.
That's
for
their
them.
Moment every day.
What the hell do you
that's
think
right.
you
also,
came from? Reading a book?
You have robbed them of that moment.
They want to be intimate.
They don't have that moment. They do not.
Oh,
that
yes,
moment.
They do.
There's a noise, and the
no,
dishwasher is making them, like, interrupting them.
Hey, and Mom, here's this 200-pound box. Good luck. Bye.
Bye. So Thursday, AJ will be doing the Miles for Masks.
Yes.
He'll be on a stationary bike, thanks to the Edge Fitness.
Thank you.
And he'll be pedaling his butt off
exactly.
as long as he can go.
Right.
Raising money for masks for CT. Which will be holding an event tomorrow in New Haven.
Right.
And many more to come, hopefully.
All that.
On the show right now, Luke Yoder, personal trainer, The Edge Fitness. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you. First, thanks for the bike.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how much does this bike weigh? Because AJ and I are going to be bringing it upstairs.
We're going to pull it up.
Yeah, you won't be able to carry it by yourself, that's for sure. It's definitely a two-man job, but it's nothing crazy. As long as you keep your chest up and use your legs, you'll be all right.
Okay, good.
Oh, brother. That would be funny if
AJ
pulled his
front?
Back, bringing the bike in, and then right. couldn't do the event.
Right. I pulled a hamstring!
I'm going to pull a hamstring.
Roll, thankfully.
Yeah.
So what's your advice to AJ? He's going to be on a bike for 24 hours.
Yeah, so I made sure I covered some quick bases here. So there's a couple of quick points for you guys to make sure. Right now, even before this, it's hydrate. Hydrate's number one.
A lot of water, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Game time or day of is during his race. He wants to keep Gatorade with you, but making sure you get water intake. Even now, all the way through, make sure that you keep your water. It transports all sorts of nutrients through your body, so you need it, and also acts as a coolant. And you will be needing that for as long as you're biking.
Wow.
Yeah, so I drink water all the time anyway, so we're good.
No, that's good. I would good. Increase it now.
Yeah.
I remember years ago watching a football game, and it was somewhere where it was very hot,
uh-huh.
and you could tell the opposing team wasn't used to that heat, and
lagging.
They were just coming apart. And Madden said, yeah, they're hydrating now, but it's too late. They should have started last week.
So start drinking Gatorade now, too?
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Yep,
okay.
You got to make sure your body's ready and prepared for mm-hmm. it, too.
I'll get some Gatorade. Thank you.
All right, so that's one, hydrate. Yeah.
Hydrate,
yes.
Right. Job one.
Very important. So job number two, and this also begins right now, is practice mobility and flexibility. Now, that doesn't mean necessarily you want to get up in the morning and start doing stretches, because that's not actually beneficial to your body. But what you want to have is kind of muscle activation exercises. I mean, it's not like you're going to come in here and lift weights, run, and all that stuff. But walk, you know, reach for the sky, activate the muscles, feel the muscles work so that your body is primed for these movements.
Okay.
And that, you know, it'll decrease the risk of injury, excessive soreness, and inflammation. So you definitely want to have that flexibility and mobility going for you.
So go take a walk, basically.
Absolutely. Get out
gotcha.
There and move.
I've heard that before many times.
Go take a walk.
Yeah, go take a walk.
Fly a kite, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, good idea. I can run, right, too.
So hydrate and fly a kite. Gotcha.
Oh, last night was Radio Thunder. I should have done it then.
What else? What's next on the list?
So this is really the number three thing here, and it tends to be the most important for most of the kind of competitive things out there, and especially in your condition, your case, where it's going to be all you can do, all out for as long as you can. You got to have the right mindset. Your head has to be in this game the whole way through, because you're doing something for a long period of time.
Yeah.
Number one, you're gonna want to quit. You know, and it's tough, because your body is gonna give up a little bit before your brain, and then it's really important to remember why you're doing it, how it's affecting you, and how it's affecting others, and what you're doing this for. And you guys are doing a great thing, so I commend you. I really do, and I really appreciate that you guys are doing this. So if you keep that in mind,
oh, I'm totally into
on
it.
That bike,
yeah, I'm totally into it. I want to see how many miles I can get here.
Well,
yeah,
how many breaks would you say he should take?
Yeah, that also depends on how long is it. It depends. I would say if he is able to stop every 2.5 to 3 hours or so, something like that.
Wow.
Again, depends on how long you go.
Okay.
But But your body is going to be different because if you're not prepared to do this like long-term events like right. most other people have, then you may need to stop more often.
See, I was thinking like do 25 miles, take a break, 25 miles, take a break, that type of deal. Like every time you 25 miles, take a break for a little bit, then do it again.
Yeah. Or maybe you go until you feel like you can't go. And then
honestly, I would go right up until that point, before that point, because you want to kind of save some in reserve a little bit. That actually does a lot better for your mental well-being as well.
Right.
When you still have some right before you stop, you take a break, you're like, okay, yeah, I got this now. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That makes sense.
Another question I had is regarding eating something. Like, you know, I'm here for 24 hours. Obviously, I'm going to need to eat something. Like, what would you recommend that I'm going to eat?
Yeah, absolutely. So go for like the carbohydrates, kind of the quick digesting. Or I'm sorry, the slow digesting here. I have something like oats usually, but I wouldn't eat them. Oats, yeah, oats and oatmeal, and then maybe a banana. I'd say 2 hours before.
I was thinking about what about like pasta and stuff like that. Isn't that carbohydrates? I mean,
yeah, you can do that. I'd say do that night before, but just make sure it's not overloaded. You don't want your stomach to feel full, definitely.
So eating a pizza is not a good idea, right?
Probably not the best idea.
I was at dinner.
I like how AJ's got this professional on the phone, and he's just making jokes.
He's
going to be doing something he's never tried before. And he's like, so what am I, a horse?
Here's the deal, okay? Serious.
I'm going to go take a walk,
all right? Shut up. I was thinking, you know, eating pasta during this would probably be a good idea because runners always eat pasta before they run. So I figured if I was eating pasta during this.
Like you said, the night before. I have way more questions than I thought, so we're going to need you for one more segment. Is that okay? Do you have time?
I have time, absolutely.
Okay, excellent. All right. Luke Yoder, personal trainer, The Edge Fitness. They're nice enough to donate a stationary bike for AJ to ride.
Thank you.
Miles for Masks starting Thursday. We need to get some money for you, too.
Yes, we do. Otherwise, it's forgotten.
What's the point?
Exactly.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. AJ will be doing Miles for Masks. He'll be on a stationary bike provided by Edge Fitness for 24 hours, if all goes well. And we have a trainer on who's giving AJ some advice. It's
right.
Luke Yoder, personal trainer, The Edge Fitness. So we covered hydrate, movement, food, breaks. Let's talk about the thing that could really take him out, soreness.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the biggest factors. Your planning ahead of time, those kind of movements, the light muscle activations, mobility will decrease that overall for the most part. But, you know, I'm not going to lie, there's no other way to avoid it. You are going to get sore during your ride. That's just going to happen. I think, in my experience, is many other experiences that the long distance stuff, as long as you're maintaining your hydration well and you have the right mindset and you keep in this motion, it doesn't feel as bad. I know that sounds weird, doesn't sound encouraging, but it doesn't feel as bad if you're continuing the motion.
Gotcha. So keep moving my legs.
Just keep going. Just keep at it, and again, keep your mind right. And I'll share with you guys at the end when you're done how you want to recover too.
I was going to say the recovery's got to be brutal.
Okay, maybe we could talk to you while he's on the bike about that.
Yeah. Here's what you got to look forward to.
Right. Yeah,
yeah. I'd be happy to, man. I'd be thrilled. That'd be great.
But he's going to let's talk about where he'll get sore the most: his ass, his crotch, and his
sores.
Feet.
Right.
Yeah, all of them, man.
His leg muscles will tire. But he's going to get some real, like, wear soreness where you get blisters and all this stuff. So does this bike have a gel seat?
So I'm not sure which bike you're going to grab. I know a couple. Listen, they're very comfortable seats, much more comfortable than they used to be. And these are spinning bikes as well, especially from the studio. They are meant to be sat on comfortably. If you ever spent any time on spin bikes before, like years ago, or some of the actual road bikes, they're not very comfortable at all. They're hard as a rock. These ones are definitely softer, more comfortable to sit on. They're meant for you to be on them and for a period of time.
Okay.
Okay.
That's encouraging.
And he should, someone said, wear padded pants.
Yeah, the riding shorts, something like that.
I think that was Mama G.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she said
can.
The gel
I mean,
seat
definitely.
And the riding pants.
Yeah, you can definitely get those. I mean, it really depends on when you get on that seat. If you want to get them in advance, sit on that seat and see how it feels to you. It really is going to be how your body contours to that seat. I know that sounds weird.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't feel that bad, I wouldn't add any extra padding because that actually could cause some friction as well.
Because I'm wondering also, because a lot of places are closed, where the hell would I get something like this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, I would have ordered something ahead of time, but it's tough to say
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but
I
mean, you're talking about us. We don't really plan.
Yeah, really. This only took place last week.
Just take some foam and duct tape it to your ass.
Okay, it works.
That works
foam?
Too.
Oh, bubble wrap.
How many miles can a reasonably fit person do in an hour?
In an hour? I mean, a reasonably fit person. It's always a scale.
You mean me, right?
And let's see, my buddy came back the other day, he said he biked 55 miles, and that is a very, very in shape man. So I would say go half that is pretty darn good in
per
my
hour,
book,
so,
I would say.
So 25
he did,
per hour?
He did 55 miles, but he didn't do that in an hour, did he?
No, I didn't do it in an hour, but yeah. I mean, it was close. I mean, he was moving. This guy is a truck.
Wow.
Yeah,
guy you see trucking up the hill.
Yeah, I was going to kind of just cruise on with this.
Yeah, all
you
see is legs coming around the corner with him.
Yeah.
Wow. What about footwear?
So it's going to depend on the bike as well. I think that you guys have the clips, or I'm sorry, not the clip, the strap you stick your toe in.
So AJ wants to wear flip-flops.
Oh, God. Please, no.
That was a joke. Now it is a joke.
But, yeah, no, I figured.
I didn't think it was.
Yeah, it wasn't. I'm telling that.
It really wasn't. He's just so embarrassed by your answer.
Exactly,
right. That was a joke.
Right.
It was a joke.
It
was a joke.
Just kidding.
I don't get it.
Thank you. That's a shame.
The lightest shoes you can, honestly. There's athletic shoes out there. I've seen that Pumas do pretty well. Almost like tennis shoes if you don't want to get too crazy about your shoe choice. I mean, this is going to be your one-time event. Something very light. Something that also doesn't scrape on your Achilles. I know that sounds strange as well, but you may want to try a couple of shoes on and make sure that when you're walking and stuff, they don't scrape that Achilles back there because that will give you one heck of a blister.
See, I got new Pumas right now. The problem is it's like so like new they hurt my feet. Probably not a good idea, huh? They didn't break in yet.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Should he be changing at all during this? Because I imagine there's going to be a lot of sweat.
Ah, that's a great question. That was actually coming up here, too. So moisture-wicking fabrics are the best. I mean, you see that dry fit kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
I know Under Armour and Nike make some great dry fit stuff. Moisture-wicking materials are the best way to go. And so you don't really want to change because that will affect how your body is acting with the new clothing, and that will actually cause friction as well. That gets very uncomfortable.
This is so AJ because he's going to be on the bike for 24 hours, and his only real question was, what? Am I a horse?
No,
he made a horse noise.
He said oats.
Should I eat pasta while I'm on a bike? Because I like pasta. I'm going to eat pasta. No pizza.
Okay, guess
did
which
you
part
volunteer for this? Did you guys put him up to it? That's what
I'm A and B.
Hey, Phil, guess what part of my body you can kiss?
All right, so we're going to go, but I think we talked to Luke over the next couple of days because there's a lot more to know, and I think he has more on his list. But I just wanted to ask you before you got off the phone, gyms opening in Connecticut. Is there any discussion with the government in terms of when that can happen?
Hear anything?
Yeah, I mean, there's always discussions, but the gyms are one of those places where they're still considered obviously non-essential, but, you know, gyms and companies are lobbying for that to be essential. I mean, listen, they're a huge part of our lives. People are going nuts not being able to get in here.
Yep.
And so they're always lobbying for it. Now, obviously, May 20th is supposed to be this phase one, and they're supposed to be opening, you know, some salons or I guess. I don't believe that we'll be opening anytime around that time. I think we want to be more cautious, and the Edge Fitness Clubs is taking this very seriously. Like, we want to make sure you guys feel safe, feel comfortable. We're cleaning, like, every day, regardless of how many people are not here, so we're trying to be really thorough about it. I mean, we'll take all precautions.
Well, that's a nice, polite answer, but really, you know, I'm in the cheap seats here, but you could really control the gym environment. You could only have a few people in at a time,
right?
Clean the whole thing
supervise
before the next group of people come in.
Yeah, like timed.
I don't know, it just seems
just
like
do circuit training.
You should be wave one, but that's my opinion.
Hey, listen, if it were up to me, buddy, I'd be in there. I'd be in there right now all the time. But I understand. And, you know, like I said, they definitely want to take the precautions.
Yeah. All right. Luke, thanks for coming on as a personal trainer with the Edge Fitness. And thank you for the bike, the stationary bike that AJ is going to be borrowing for Miles from
Mass. Absolutely. Happy to help, guys.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Super excited. Thanks very much.
Thank you. James has been trying to call this show for the last week or so to announce what?
How you doing, guys?
Good, how you doing?
Thank you. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. What do you got?
I've been looking to talk about how I became an Eagle Scout during the pandemic.
Eagle Scout.
Okay.
Cool. It's really difficult to do.
Right.
Even more so in the pandemic.
Right.
I bet.
Why?
So, it's because I can't ask for as much help because, you know, five people to an area.
What are you doing right now?
He's building something.
Oh, I'm walking right outside. I'm just walking. Why?
So you're tying a knot or something because those knots are kind of tough to do.
Sounds like you're dragging a dead bear through the woods.
Right.
Well, I'm in the middle of nowhere, Seymour, so...
Okay.
Gotcha. No more Seymour.
I would think that you had so much time to prepare for this phone call that you'd be better prepared, especially being a Boy Scout.
Don't put me on the spot now, Jeff.
Right. You put yourself on the spot by
you
calling.
Called us.
You said Scout's honor.
Anyway, I'll talk a little about the project. So
I'm not really...
A lot of the badges require community involvement.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, like you have to be around other people.
Like so servicing a pull-off.
It's definitely made it a lot more difficult, number one. And number two, there is a time limit. So, like, once you're past
18. But this guy called, Phil, and you're doing the call for him.
I'm trying to help him get started here.
You get a badge, Phil.
So what would you like us to know? If you could only tell us a word or two, a sentence, what would you like us to know?
Well, I... Certainly.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty.
James.
That is...
I'm confused. Like, what just happened?
Well, it's because you all day, but anyway.
He ran into me. That's what happened. He was having a nice day. He had a great accomplishment. This is something he'll be able to talk about for the rest of his life. He became an Eagle Scout.
You put that on your resume at age 65. If you get fired and you're looking for a new job or whatever, that stays on the resume. Yeah. That's how people value that.
May 4th, 2020.
But I have so many questions.
It's a big deal.
It is.
So May 4th, 2020, I was chazzed.
I was chazzed.
Chazzed.
Dig at the chazz badge.
I chazzed him.
Yep.
I was chazzed.
Oh, I like that.
You've been chazzed.
No, all of what he has to say. Like, I only took the call because it's so great.
It is.
Eagle Scout, yada, yada.
But part of being an Eagle Scout is being prepared, right?
Yeah, but he didn't get a communication badge yet.
Well, that's one of the badges he would need to become an Eagle Scout.
He's got a communication badge.
Yeah. Right. Well, you had a mouth.
Communicate.
You had a fill badge.
Yeah, but then, you know.
Get a filibuster.
I was going to make a joke on Ashley, but I don't want to. She just celebrated her 1 year.
Go for it. Come on.
Yeah.
No, then that means the training wheels are off.
Yeah, exactly. Now
she gets the full board.
Get her. Chazzer. Come on, you made an Eagle Scout cry already. All right.
No, but he became.
He didn't cry.
Yeah, no. So?
It's funny that way.
What was the whole deal? What did I miss there?
Yeah. Well, he became an Eagle Scout and he's doing service.
How old is he?
18.
Once you're older than 18, you miss your window.
Gotcha.
So you can't become an Eagle Scout after that.
Really?
Yes.
Are you 40, an Eagle Scout?
You're 44. No way. I went to like 3 weeks of like scout camp and I'm like, this is not for me.
That wasn't scout camp.
You didn't go outside.
That was juvenile detention.
That's right. Phil went outside in the woods. He was like, what is this all about?
Where's the TV?
Where's
Get me
TV?
Back.
Where's Zelda?
What's that thing in the sky that burns?
Where's the refrigerator?
Right. I'm going home. I'm playing Mega Man.
Why
does
my skin have color?
Where's the toilet?
I can't wear feety pajamas.
Exactly right. Where's my...
Where are the hamsters to smash against the wall?
Where's my cereal? I see some sort of Cocoa Puffs on the floor over here by Rabbit.
Little Scout Phil. First of all, can you picture Phil in a little Scout uniform?
With the full beard still.
That must have been so cute.
I
didn't want
to wear it.
With the beard still, yeah.
And then it's like, hey, Jimmy, you notice that Antonelli kid is killing all the geese down there. You better stop him.
Yep. You got his goose killing badge.
They come back like, "Hi, Phil. How you doing? Good. What's that you're cooking on the grill? Goose.
Right.
Where did you get that? The right. pond.
Yeah.
When they played duck, Red. Duck, goose, he had an axe. duck, goose.
This is a great bonding moment between me and my father because he was like, "Oh, this is good. Like, we'll get the kid in a scout, you know, whatever. Like, we'll go out, we'll do some stuff, some like cool stuff. We go to like 3 meetings and then we just like missed one. And then we missed two, and then we're getting calls. I look at my dad. I go, "I don't want to go back." He goes, "Me neither."
Yeah.
We just didn't go back.
Yeah. I totally hear that. But this kid did it. He did it all the way.
Yeah.
18, and that's top. It's good for him.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm sorry he didn't put it together. You know, you get ejected here no matter who you are. Like, you just get ejected. It's like, whew. It's like I'm flying a jet. And when you call in, you're in that back seat.
Exactly.
And if you're not pulling your weight, I press the button and poof, you're gone.
We keep going.
We keep going.
Oh boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
But congratulations to him.
Yes.
Dumbass.
Congratulations. We're so happy for
him. We dumbass. Really are. We have an odd way of showing
dumbass.
It.
Dumbass.
We have a way of showing it.
So you became an Eagle Scout and you called this show.
Why dumbass. Did you put that there?
Congratulations.
Dumbass.
We kids to love.
Yeah. Oh, my Dallas said, yeah. God.
Oh, boy.
That's a great accomplishment.
It is.
But then he had to ruin it by calling us.
Yep, that was the first mistake.
Dumbass.
What's his first name?
I'm James.
James, congratulations.
Yeah,
James.
Man, we're kidding with you. We're kidding with you.
James.
Right. Trust me.
Good job, man.
None of us can beat that thing.
No, none of us can do that.
Nope.
Game Hell no.
Thing. No way.
Yeah.
All right. Make that thing. AJ doesn't even know what we're talking about.
Exactly.
Make that thing.
Make that thing.
Make that thing.
That thing you're doing. That thing there.
Doorbell cam of homeowner scaring off a guy trying to break in.
Sorry.
All right, you want to set this clip up, AJ?
Extra long ring.
What happened was this guy was in his house, and you have those ring things that, like, catch people. So the guy's in his house. This guy goes to break in.
The bad guy's in the house.
The bad guy's in the house, and also the guy who owns the house is in the house, in a different part of the house. He got an alert. So he questions the guy as to why he's there.
Okay.
Hey, what do you need, dude?
Sorry, I didn't mean to run into your house.
Who the f*** are you?
Robbie, somebody's at the back door, dude.
Yo,
for real.
I am not joking, dude.
I know, I see a bike.
You know what gave him away? It's that rubber suit he's wearing. Did you hear the beginning of that clip?
Yeah, because that can't be a door squeaking.
No.
Could be.
It's a joke.
Hey.
The top of the head last night.
It'd be funny if the bad guy said, you need to oil this screen door.
Right, for Christ's sake. How am I supposed to bring in here?
I'm here to help.
Got any rubber suits?
Wow.
Those things are great.
Did he apologize?
Yeah, so sorry running your house, dude.
Didn't mean to run into your house?
Yeah, because you caught me. Yeah, exactly, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do this. You were supposed to not be here so I can rip all your stuff off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to shoot you.
Right. Whoops. Sorry. I had no idea the bullet went into your skull.
Oops,
like that.
Oops, that was an accident.
Oh, sorry. Did I get you? Whoops. Here, did I get you again? And again and again and again.
I don't know why this thing keeps going off.
Stop shooting yourself. Stop shooting yourself. Stop shooting yourself.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. What is it about this viral kid that has AJ liking her? He usually hates kids that get attention.
Usually I do, but not this one.
Why?
This one earned it. This is funny. This kid's got a sense of humor. This kid's going to go far.
I'm intrigued.
This kid's going to go far. This kid's got the right attitude right now.
The right attitude right now.
Exactly right. They started off funny. Now attention seeking. This is just funny stuff that, you know, this kid came up with.
Like, give me an example of attention seeking.
Attention seeking is every other kid.
All right. The kid who gave his life savings to folks who were leaving Florida because of the hurricane.
Yeah, and of course,
the Walmart kid.
Yes, we got big time on that one. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That wasn't like, you know, I'm just gonna walk into a Walmart dressed like Woody from Toy Story and start singing friggin' Hank, where the hell was songs.
Right.
Yeah,
like that was a planned.
Yeah, that was
event.
A planned attack.
Like we're gonna go
that was
viral.
An attack, yes, that was right. That was domestic terrorism. Yes.
Okay.
God, that's a little harsh.
How old is this kid we're talking about
this
here?
This kid's a toddler.
How old? Do we know? It doesn't say,
to me, it's like around three or four years old. It's not a 12-year-old, put it that way.
Now, I don't know if you've read this story, AJ, but this kid's mother is
an actress. And singer, yeah.
Okay.
I read that part.
All right.
But the kid delivers. The kid delivers. The kid delivers,
right. What the hell does the kid do?
You'll hear it.
Well, the kid's going to be big someday.
I'm telling you.
Lots of good days ahead of the kid.
This kid's got a future in comedy.
The kid's got a future, see?
Yep.
All right, do we want to just play this is a song, right?
Yeah, it's a little song. It's a little girl singing. Little toddler.
Picture. Did she write the song?
I believe she did, yes.
Or did her mother write the song?
From what I like to believe, that she wrote the song. That this kid just came up with the song.
What do you mean you were led to believe?
What I read today.
All right, so the actress posted a video of her young daughter singing a catchy new song she came up with. Now, that doesn't say she being the kid or she being the mom.
It's a little ambiguous there.
I believe it's the kid who did it.
Okay.
When you hear the lyrics, this is not like, you know, it's not like right Stairway to Heaven here, okay? This is something that kids will
live. You know what I like about this? You will fight to the death against kids,
God's sake.
But when you defend one, you will also fight to the death.
Damn straight.
That's right. The only way AJ knows how to fight.
Exactly.
So to the death. So entertaining to watch.
All in or nothing at all.
That's good. That's how you got to be.
All in.
All right, here's the song.
I wonder what's inside your butt hole. I wonder what's inside your butt hole. Maybe there's astronauts and maybe there's aliens all inside your butt hole. What's inside your butt hole? I always want to know. What's inside your butt hole? I always want to know. I wonder what's inside your butt hole.
That's awesome.
First of all, what do you think is inside your butt hole?
Right.
Kid, do the math. Like, take a look down when you're done. Okay?
It's funny. It's funny.
What do you think that is down there?
Well, maybe she means the mechanisms that makes it come out. The little machine that makes that provides.
I don't know if I want a kid singing that.
The launching pad.
If you know that word, you know how the potty works already.
Yeah.
Right. It's fun.
From what I can hear, she did write the lyrics herself.
What do you mean you
That's
heard?
I guess as well.
Who'd you speak with?
I listened to the song. What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
What do you mean?
From the lyrics, it is my assumption that she wrote the song by herself.
Okay. You said, on what I'm hearing,
right.
She wrote it.
Right.
Well, that's because we just listened to it.
I feel like this is one of those sentences that gets said out loud somewhere. The kid overhears it, and then it just gets repeated and repeated.
I wonder what's inside your cranium. Sorry.
And what is she playing, a plastic guitar?
I think so, yeah. Sounds like it.
Oh, you didn't even Banjo. Watch the clip?
No, I didn't watch the clip. That's what's going on.
AJ heard 6 seconds. I'm on this kid's side. I don't
this
even
kid's
know
got,
anymore.
This kid's got
he just heard butthole.
Hey, this kid's going all the way, this kid.
This is funny stuff. I say funny, yes, but it's too obvious.
As soon as I heard the word butthole,
yeah.
I said to myself, this is why AJ's on this kid's bandwagon.
It's funny, yeah.
The kid says butthole.
Butthole, right.
Like a bazillion times.
It's funny. I want us inside your butthole. I mean, you know, it's like the kids singing the national anthem and stuff like that. Yeah, big, okay, whatever. You got kids get a voice. This kid is funny. Outside
this beats a kid singing the national anthem.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder what's inside your butthole.
Been there, done that.
Beats the national anthem.
Seen now, that. Everybody has their kid. Look at my kid can sing. Wonderful. Who cares?
Now,
okay?
If this kid
another
was...
kid will come along next week and top it.
If...
Nobody cares. This kid is outside the box, and she's
this
into
is the
him.
Butthole kid.
Exactly. This kid's
the
got a sense of humor.
Kid.
This kid's got a sense of humor. If you're my kid, I'd be proud.
All these viral kids and people need nicknames.
Right.
Right? The Tase Me Bro, the yep. Whatever.
I'm going to call it BH.
It's the Butthole Kid.
BHK, the Butthole Kid.
It is a very catchy melody.
It
look,
is.
If you walk into work or
I
wherever and say, have you
butthole.
Seen a video of that butthole kid? Not going to go well.
Nope.
No.
I that was pretty good.
And now people have been sampling it?
Yeah.
And making, you know, their own versions of it?
Musicians have gotten a hold of it, yes.
Right.
Right.
Because,
right.
you know, no one's doing anything.
Right.
Everyone's exactly just right.
Home. No, but you know, it's wild. This would happen, if we were anyway. In the height of a great economic boom. People would still find the time
yes, exactly.
to take that and make something out of it.
Right.
Here we go. This is good.
It is good. It's great. Backup singer. Imagine AJ in his Challenger with the windows down, blasting that song.
This would be a great,
I think he would.
This would be a great theme song for a proctologist.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.